Hey guys, today I wanted to talk about fear. The reason I'm talking about this is because it's been kind of like a central emotion, a central mood for my life, kind of in the last couple of months. I did a life update explaining, you know, feeling anxiety and low moods and stuff and confusion. And I'm glad that I put that out there because I didn't want to ever lie to you guys, ever to make you assume that I'm fine, that everything's perfect, that everything's great, just because I'm putting out positive content. Obviously, my intention is to make you guys feel good, to make you feel like you can live your best life, that you can change your mindset, that you can do and be more than maybe you think you can. But I'm only human like everybody else, and I will have low points in my life. I will have times of uncertainty, some times of fear, real low periods where things go wrong, I make mistakes. You know, I'm human, like I say. And with all that, and like I say, being human, fear is just something that we all live with. It's something that we can never escape, really. And so I just wanted to talk about fear. Firstly, there is no such thing as being fearless. Loads of people think that they're fearless, that, or they feel jealous of other people who are fearless. But the thing is, no one in this world is fearless. If you're fearless, then you probably have, you know, a mental illness of some sort. I don't know, because it kind of makes me think of like a sociopath or a psychopath. If you can't feel fear, because it's impossible to not feel fear at least at some point in your life. Obviously, there's those of us who feel fear a bit too much, but it is impossible to never feel it at all. So if you're going through life thinking that one day you'll have no fears, that all of your fear will just disappear, then you need to get rid of that idea right now, because you're just going to be disappointed. The truth is, you can never be without fear. Even if you overcome a fear, there's going to be other fears that either come to you later in life or fears that manifest in different ways. And there's just something that you have to deal with. There's nothing you can do about it other than feel the fear and do the thing anyway. So that's the saying, isn't it? Feel the fear and do it anyway. That's what bravery is. And a lot of people get confused. They think that brave people are people who aren't afraid to do something. That doesn't make sense. If you're not afraid to, I don't know, skydive, then you're not a brave person for skydiving. You're just doing something that you want to do and that you find enjoyable and you have absolutely no reservations about doing. But if you're somebody who's afraid to do it, but you're interested in doing it and so you're going to do it anyway, then that's what makes you brave. So if you're somebody out there who feels a lot of fear, like I do, if you're somebody who has a lot of fears, some of them are irrational fears as well, like I do, then you are a brave person if you face those fears anyway. And I know for me that as somebody with social anxiety, I feel fear all the time. I'm afraid to just go to the shops. I'm afraid to just get on the bus. I'm afraid to speak to the friends that I've had in my life for like 10 years. I'm afraid of hanging out with my family sometimes, you know? And these are all irrational fears. These are people I love, people who know me, people who care about me and, you know, want to spend time with me, and yet I'm afraid to do so. That's an irrational fear, but that's what makes it an illness, right? The social anxiety is a mental illness. And what I find so brave about myself and why I call myself brave is because I do those things anyway. Even when I'm afraid to do something, I will still do it if it's important to me. And that should be true for you as well. If you are somebody out there who has fears, no matter what they are, but you're facing them, you try your best to face them, then you are brave and you deserve a pat on the back. It's kind of something that I've come to accept, that fear will be a passenger in my car every day. This is due to my anxiety, but it's also due to the fact that I'm a highly emotional and sensitive person. So I'm kind of more aware of my fear all the time. Also, as somebody who's had depression several times, I think I've literally gone to a therapist and the doctors four times for depression. As somebody who's had it many times, I always have this fear that it's going to return. And obviously, anyone who's had depression, I don't have to explain it, it's a horrible feeling and you want to avoid it if you can. You don't want to go back there ever again if you can. And lately, I've been worrying about that. I keep feeling like it's going to come back because of my circumstances. And obviously, I really don't want it to. And my boyfriend the other day was watching Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, and you know where they're fighting the Boggart, and it comes up, it manifests into your fear, your deepest fear, and then you get rid of it. But he said to me, what would yours turn into right now? And I said it would turn into sadness. And it was, I laughed, but
it's actually really true that the thing that I'm most afraid of right now, in my life right now, is sadness, is being sad. I'm scared of falling into depression. I'm scared of being sad every day. I'm scared of that. And I feel like if I make the wrong choices in my life, then I will doom myself to feeling sad all the time. And some may laugh at this, some may not understand, some may totally understand. And those who do understand know that partially that comes from my anxiety, partially it comes from having an experience with depression anyway, and partially it's a normal, rational fear, because of course none of us want to be sad all the time. None of us want to be unhappy with our lives more often than not. Nobody wants that. And so for me, at least right now, that is a big fear that's hanging over my head, and it kind of takes the wheel sometimes, and I wish that it wouldn't. But taking it away from me, fear itself, it manifests in many ways, and it's all around us regularly. It's in the people we speak to, it's in the things that we do or don't do, and it's in the thoughts that we have in our head every day. Fear can manifest itself as self-sabotage. So for me, I'm going for jobs right now. I'm applying for jobs, and I'm also doing something else that I said I'm doing this October. And both of these things have a lot of fear interwoven into them. Like, I've had to make decisions and, you know, obviously apply for jobs or go for interviews, etc., etc. And a lot of the time, my head is fighting against me, and my body gets all, you know, the anxiety symptoms of like sweating and heart palpitations and panic, because it's like, well, what's the right decision to make? What if I do this thing and it's not the right thing? What if this is the bad thing and that other thing is coming later in life and that's going to be better? And, you know, like, there's choices to make, and you get afraid. And at the same time, you can self-sabotage because you're afraid that you feel like you're saying no to a job or no to a life choice because it's the right thing to do. But really, you've just convinced yourself that it's the right thing to do, when in actuality, you're self-sabotaging, you're neglecting yourself, you're not choosing the right things for yourself because you're afraid. And that's a really hard thing to admit, and it's definitely something that I've done recently, and I didn't want to admit it to myself, but I had to, that I didn't go for something because I was afraid to go for it. And this other thing that I'm doing, I keep saying to myself, I don't know if I want to do this, I don't know if this is the right thing. But then I turn around and I say to myself, well, you can't not do something because you're afraid to do it. If there are different reasons, then fine, that's different. But if you're only choosing to not do something or to do something out of fear, that is a fear-based decision, and that is the wrong decision to make. That is self-sabotage. The next thing is procrastination. Like, if you know that there's something that you need to do and you're not doing it, that's purely coming down to the fact that you're afraid to do it. You're afraid of how you're going to feel to do it. You're afraid that you don't have enough time to do it. You're afraid that you're not going to put enough effort into the thing that you need to do. You're afraid of how it's going to go, or, you know, anything like that. If you're overwhelmed, then you're afraid that you don't have the time or the resources or the power within yourself to get the thing done. That is what overwhelm is. And that leads to procrastination, which leads to more overwhelm, which leads to more fear. And it's just not a good cycle at all. So if you're somebody who's putting something off, who's just saying, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, you need to confront that fear and get the thing done in order to move past the fear and feel better about it. The other thing is perfectionism. Now, there's a lot of people out there who walk around saying, I'm a perfectionist, as if it's a good thing, as if it's a badge of honor that they are somebody who likes things to be perfect. The truth is, nothing can be perfect. You cannot be perfect. Your life cannot be perfect. The projects that you work on will not be perfect. The work that you do will not be perfect. There's always something that can be better about something or someone or an action. So therefore, perfect doesn't exist. And besides, the idea of perfect will be different to each person. You know, it's subjective. So perfectionism is not something to be proud of. It is a form of fear. It's basically saying that I'm afraid to put out my true self or to do something or to, you know, share my work or whatever, because I'm afraid that it won't be perfect, that I'm afraid that people will see flaws in it, that people will feel like I'm not worthy, that I'm not good enough because I'm not perfect. That is a fear. And that is something that needs to be confronted. Again, I'm so glad that I'm somebody who puts out imperfect work all the time. My blog posts, some of them might have errors in them. Some of them might say things in a way that I didn't necessarily mean for it to be said, but that's how it goes sometimes. I would rather put out bad content than not put out any at all, purely because I'm afraid of not getting my point across perfectly. It is impossible to be perfect. Even the Harry Potter books, which I consider like, you know, the greatest series of all time, are not perfect. J.K. Rowling has made mistakes. Some of the things have plot holes, you know, and it's just how it goes. But we still love those books. We still love those films. We still watch them and read them all the time. So being perfect is impossible, and aiming to be perfect just means that you're allowing your fear to run your life and decide things for you. And that's not a good place to be. Another thing that I wrote down was judgment, because a lot of us are either afraid of being judged by others, or we go around judging other people. And I think that both comes from a place of fear. That obviously, if you're not being yourself, if you're shrinking yourself, if you're changing yourself, if you're not saying your own opinion or, you know, expressing yourself, then you are afraid of how you're going to be judged by others. You're afraid of their perception of you. And therefore, you're letting somebody else decide who you are. And you're giving them the power to decide who you are or how you should act. And that's really sad. And that's something that none of us should ever do. And the same goes for if you're judging other people. Like, obviously we all judge people, but if you judge people too often and too harshly, I think that comes back to either fears that you have within yourself or fears that they are better than you and therefore you want to drag them down. So for me, I know that somebody that I judge is like a family member, and I love her and she's great, she's close to me, but sometimes I can judge her actions. And I think that sometimes it's because I'm jealous of the things that she does. Sometimes I think it's because I'm so unhappy with myself at times, and so you get into that state of bitterness and jealousy and anger, and it just comes out as judgment towards others and being too harsh towards others. But instead, if you practice compassion for yourself and for others, then you're not coming from a place of fear. Instead, it's coming from a place of love, which is always a better thing. It's healthier for you, it's healthier for your relationships, and you will just live a better life rather than a life of fear. The thing is, this podcast could go on for days because fear, like I say, manifests in so many ways. Fear is all around us all the time. We are all afraid of something. We are all making decisions out of fear or from a place of fear. I know that there's places that I don't want to go because I'm afraid to go there, even though I really want to go. Like, I want to go to Japan. It's one country that if I don't go, I'll be sad to not have gone. But I'm absolutely terrified to go there. I'm terrified to get on a plane for a long time. I'm terrified of what it's going to be like to be there. Like, what if I don't like the food? What if I can't get around to the places that I want to go in the time limit that I have? And, you know, all these things. But if I were to allow my fear, which are, you know, reasonable fears, if I were to allow them to control me, then I wouldn't go to the one place in the world, the one place in the world that I really want to go to. How sad is that? So when you're confronted with your fears, I want you to ask yourself, one, what's the worst, the actual worst that could happen? Two, what's the best that could happen? Three, are your fears deciding for you, or are you making a real, logical, rational decision? And four, ask yourself, at the end of the day, does the fear have any evidence for it? This was said in a confidence challenge post. What evidence do you have to suggest that your fear is right? And what evidence do you have to suggest that your fear is wrong? Because I know for me that I was afraid to go to Africa, obviously, and that was 2 years ago. I was afraid to go, absolutely terrified. I was even terrified a lot on the trip whilst I was there. But I also wasn't, and I was also okay. And I also had a great experience, and something that I can talk about now forever, something that I can use to prove that I'm stronger and more capable than I realize. And that can be used as evidence to suggest that, yes, I'm going to be afraid when I get on the plane to go to Japan. That's probably just the way it is. But I will get there and I'll have a great time. Even if I don't do everything that I want to do, there is no doubt that I will have an enjoyable trip, one to talk about for the rest of my life, even if I'm afraid. Because the thing is, fear is just the fear of the unknown. It comes down to two things. Fear can just be split into two categories. One, the fear of the unknown, which we all have. That's why we're afraid of the darkness, because we just don't know what's in the dark. And two, the fear that we aren't good enough. And to be fair, you could probably put them into just one. It's always just the fear that you're not good enough. Because if you believed in your own abilities, if you believed in yourself completely 100%, you know, to a really grand scale, then you wouldn't be afraid of the unknown, because you'd be like, oh, it's going to be fine because I trust myself. Whatever is going to happen, whatever I uncover, it's fine because I trust myself. I know myself. I can do this. But if you don't trust yourself, if you fear that you're not enough, that you're not good enough, that you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not clever enough, you're not fit enough, you're not this or whatever enough, then you are going to fear things. You're going to feel like you're going to fail, or it's not going to go right, or you're going to be sad, or it's going to, you know, all these different things. But if you can trust yourself, and if you trust that it'll be okay even if it goes wrong, then you will not let your fear run the show. And that's the kind of life that I want to live, because like I say, I've come to the point where I have to accept the fact that I'm probably going to have fear as a very strong, prominent force in my life for the rest of my life. As someone with anxiety, as someone who's prone to depression, as somebody who's highly sensitive, emotional person, fear is a big force. But that doesn't mean that it needs to decide what my life's going to be. And I hope that it won't. And I hope that it won't for you either. So good luck, guys. I just wanted to talk about fear today, to give you some ideas about what fear is, how it can show up, and how you can get rid of it, and how you can decide that you're going to decide what's right for you despite your fears. It won't go away. Fear will always be there. But as long as it's the passenger in the car and not driving the car, you'll be okay. Take care, guys. I'll speak to you next week. Bye.